I believe you are very familiar with our next guest, offensive coordinator from 1989 through the Rose Bowl of 94. Then he roamed the sidelines through the Holiday Bowl victory over Oklahoma State in 2008. Now an analyst with ESPN. We're getting ready for his dinner and golf classic to benefit the local MDA. We welcome in Mike Bilotti. Mike, always great catching up. How are you doing these days?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
All is well. Before we get into the event, you're a tough guy to keep track of. I see you doing some studio work. I know you were in the broadcast booth. So in what capacity are you working as a broadcaster now?
Well, that's a great question, because for the past 4 years, I had a great arrangement with ESPN that they would allow me to watch my son's game. My son, Sean, played at Cal Lutheran, and I got a chance to see every game he played in 4 years.
Nice.
So that was pretty awesome. But in and around that, I did studio shows in Charlotte for ESPNU. I did games. I actually average about six games a year. I do a couple early, a couple on his bye weeks, and then a couple of bowl games. And I'm anticipating next year most likely going back to games every weekend. Would love to get some type of a West Coast roaming device that keeps me in and around that, but I'm not sure that is it's a little bit above my pay grade, so I'll probably just be doing some games and do an occasional studio. I believe, at least at this point, we probably won't know anything till really could be June, July, or August.
No, it's interesting. When folks heard you were coming on, that was the first thing that's like, not really sure where to find Coach Bilotti. So a lot of people wanted me to ask. So there, now they have their answer. when you think about when you got here this time of year, spring ball, it almost was a blip on the college football world. Now you see Oregon get, 39,000 people go to the spring game. Alabama, Ohio State, 90,000 fans. Are you as fascinated by how big these spring practices and games have grown the last decade or so?
I am, and I'm excited by it. It doesn't surprise me, because we started trying to grow it a long time ago. About 20 years ago, we talked about, in fact, we started taking the spring game around the state of Oregon to use it as a recruiting tool. And then we said, we're getting enough people now in Autzen Stadium. The weather seemed to change a little bit, and more people are following college football year-round. There is no off-season for anybody, even for the fans. In the old days, there was. Once recruiting ended, there was not much. You might hear something about a spring game, but it was usually only if somebody got hurt or somebody got kicked off the team. Now there's 100,000 or over 100,000 at Ohio State watching that team practice, and no more than a glorified scrimmage for anybody, but fans just want to see football. And I think it's exciting. It's also in direct proportion to how much people are paying the coaches now. I think they want to watch them work year-round to make sure they're earning that pay.
That makes a lot of sense as we continue with Mike Bilotti, the Muscular Dystrophy Association Golf Classic and dinner coming up May 12th and 13th. Visit BilottiGolfClassic.com. So a week from tomorrow is the NFL draft. I'm always curious, as the head coach of a program like Oregon that pumped out a bunch of NFL talent, did you engage a lot with scouts or personnel guys, or were they more prone to call a position coach or a coordinator? What do you recall as your involvement?
They only call me if they knew me personally and well. I think most of the time they stayed away from the head coaches, simply because, a lot of times they actually don't even want to talk to the coaches. They want to talk to the trainer, the strength conditioning coach. They want to find out, what kind of work ethic does this young man have? How healthy is he? And so oftentimes, and they'd talk to our pro liaison guy, which end up by the end of my tenure was Gary Campbell. And that's the guy that was the point guy for us. But a lot of times, they might want to talk to the position coach or the coordinator if they had questions. But it was never about what they saw on film. It was more about what you can't see on film. They want to know, what kind of kid is he? How is he going to take criticism? How is he going to handle living on his own with, multi-million dollars in his pocket? So it's an interesting dynamic, and one they do a lot more studying now than ever before.
You also had some really good players leave early. Thinking of Haloti, Jonathan Stewart, Wheaton. And as those young guys made such an important decision, you know, deciding to forego a year of school, as the head coach, again, I'm kind of curious as to what your role was, whether it's with a young guy or with his family.
Well, that was much more involved. Obviously, at that point, I would try to sit down with them and their families and talk specifically about what their options were, what the look in terms of their potential draft position might be, what it meant for them from a money standpoint, what it meant for them in terms of what are the pros and cons of staying versus leaving. And we sat down with each of them. And for some of them, it was, you know, there's no question it's a better deal. If you're going to go in the first round or anything like that, go, because you're going to make money. You can come back and finish your degree. But others, you know, a third round choice often becomes a little, what are the things you're going to put you down there? Can you change them with another year of football, whether it be, you know, grow physically, get better at something, show better on film, or are you not going to get any better? Is this the zenith of where you're at right now, so you should go out? And all those situations occurred. We had, as you talked about, those guys go out a couple more. And, you know, I think we were all in agreement once we sit down and talked about what was the best thing for each young man, and I think it worked out very well for all of them. There's not a kid. There's been a couple guys lately that have gone out that it was, I think, very ill-advised. But fortunately, they did. Some did play for me, but by the end, I wasn't there anymore.
The golf tournament this year. Let's get to, I guess, more of the task at hand. Springfield Country Club. How about a nice shout out to the folks who, you know, golf course. That kind of that caliber this time of year, really generous of them to make their venue available to help you out with this great effort.
We're really excited. We've had it at a variety of golf courses over the years. I mean, we've been doing this for, I think, 22 years or more, and Springfield hosted it for a long, long time. We had a great time there. It's a great course in great shape, and we've always been very fortunate with the weather. The weather has been very cooperative. I know it will be again this year. It's a lot of fun to see people come out, get together, compete, and ultimately just, you know, put some money towards a great cause.
We're talking with Mike Bilotti, the annual Dinner and Golf Classic, Friday, May 12th and 13th. Get the information, MikeBilottiGolfClassic.com. Now, obviously, this is an incredible undertaking. Year in, year out now. Who are some of the people and businesses who have, you know, always there for you to help you make this just so incredibly successful?
Well, we've had a great run with sponsors, and Slocum, the Slocum Center for Orthopedics, has done a great job of being our title sponsor for many, many years. Les Schwab Tires, Net Visibility Group, Kendall Automotives, Wildish Family, Safeway, RV Corral. I mean, they have stepped up every year. And we're always, there are people that have come on and off that list as their business fortunes have risen or fallen. But reality is it's a local group of people. I'm always amazed at who shows up, who donates, who comes to play golf, who comes to the dinner auction and supports the research to help cure neuromuscular diseases and that type of thing, and just pay for kids to go to summer camp, which is such a great experience in their lives. But I can't tell you, there's so many people, and the committee has done a tremendous job. Aren't the people there in Eugene, and then the people that come down from Portland to help from MDA. So I'm very fortunate because I'm in Eugene part-time now, and these people do a great job of setting it up. And the local people, though, are the people that support it and send the kids to camp and help fund the research to get rid of these diseases that we face.
All right, I've got one last question. It is related to football. We're about to enter year three, the new playoff. Obviously, you know, the BCS ran from 98 until a couple years ago. It expanded from the 1-2. Now we have a 4-team system. Are you on board with how things are now? Did you have a preference for how it was? Or if you were to be made king of the college football world, how would you determine our national champ?
If I were king, okay, that's a good one. I like that thought. But the reality is I have been pleased with the way it's worked out the past couple of years. I did think at the time that four is not enough. When you had, at that time, 5 AQ conferences making automatic qualifiers, and we might have had, I can't remember, but and with all the independents and the others, I think at some point we could go to 6 or 8, and it would not diminish at all, although the presidents may not be on board, because that might be a week or so of school, although football players miss much less school than baseball or basketball. But the reality is, I think the committee's done a great job of picking teams that are very competitive. I think that what we've seen has been some of the best football, and maybe the surprise of Ohio State the first year, and then maybe no surprise in Alabama the second year, but a surprise at how strong Clemson was and what a game it was. So I like what they're doing. I think, obviously, if there were a little bit more clarity or visibility in terms of the committee and how they're arriving at their choices, but if you've ever walked through the process, it's very, very interesting. It unfolds differently every week, and I think they're doing a great job. I think the people there, excuse me, have very great integrity and have the game, the best of the game, is what they want to get.
All right. 3 weeks from tomorrow, first the dinner and auction at the Autzen Stadium Club, then the Golf Friday at Springfield. Folks could learn more, register, sponsorships online, thebilotigolfclassic.com. Coach, always great catching up with you. I really appreciate your time, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Steve.
All right, take it easy.